Let's go talk to Greg right now. Greg, it's Tim Carter. You've been awful patient. Thanks for waiting. How can I help you?
Good morning, Tim. My name's Greg.
Yes, Greg.
I was calling because I have a 95-year-old Colonial, which has cedar shakes. And last year we had it painted. The painter used an oil-based primer and then a latex top coat.
Okay.
And since then, whenever there's been a heavy rain, there's been one side of the house, particularly, that has a problem with bubbles. You will find that the paint likely bubble up. And these aren't small bubbles. They could turn out being the size of almost your fist.
Yeah, and then do any of those ever get filled with water?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So what happened is, here's what I think's happening. These are the cedar shakes that are kind of random on the sides. They basically look like shingles, you know, on the side of the house. And they've got that like space between them, that crack.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I think's happening in your case. It's been painted so many times that I actually think that the water, when it drives, it's getting into those cracks, you know, between the between each shake. And because of a buildup of paint over the years, there is like a I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a funnel. In other words, the bottom of the crack in some instances might be filled. Have you ever seen that? Where that groove is not totally free of paint? Have you seen any of those grooves that are clogged up?
When you're saying grooves, you mean the grooves
between the shingles, like the vertical grooves between each cedar shake. You know, usually those cedar shakes, when they're applied, those shingles are about 5.5 inches wide. And
right.
And when they're originally installed, they're supposed to have a gap between them.
Right.
And over the years, what can happen is with enough coats of paint on it, that gap gets sealed up. I mean, is there any gap at all between each individual shake?
Well, yes and no. You will find because some of the shakes have the gap, some shakes... And by the way, these are the wider shakes. These are the ones that are about a foot wide.
Okay.
The smaller ones. That over the years, they're now abut each other. And a couple of places, you know, they'll push one out, the corner out.
Yeah. And these bubbles, are they happening just like in the middle of the shingle, just randomly at any spot?
It does appear to be random. Sometimes it's typically in the middle towards the bottom of the shingle. But you should know that some of the shingles have been replaced, so this is happening on a few new shingles as well.
Okay. And if it happens on a shingle that is an older one, does the paint peel all the way down to the original or just like the newest coat of paint?
No, it appears to peel down to the original. You know, we've had the house about 10 years.
Okay.
So, trying to repair this, and when you're, you know, peeling the paint off, often you can, with your hand, just peel a strip of paint from the very bottom of the shingle all the way up to the top, and what's underneath looks to be like the original plus some pieces of primer or the original stain.
Okay. All right, what I think's happening is so the water from this rain is getting back up underneath the paint, you know, in any number of locations. So we already know that. And here's what I think the bottom line is. At some point in time, a previous painter or possibly the one you hired did not, you know, prep the job right. In other words, they really didn't wash the surface down and get a really good bond, you know.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people don't realize that all paint is, it's just glue.
Yes.
People don't realize it. I mean, one of the guys that was in my wedding, excuse me, actually the first guy I ever went into business with, he's a PhD chemist, and he's worked in the paint industry his whole life. And back when we were in our 20s, you know, and he was just getting into it, you know, talk about crazy things to talk about. We would actually talk about the chemistry of paint. And he showed me the chemical formula of like a common paint, and then he showed me the chemical formula of Elmer's glue.
Right.
You know, and they're almost identical. It's like you look at the chemistry, you go, I can't believe it. And he just said, well, that's because paint is just glue. And he said, we just add color to it.
Right.
So you already know that if a surface is either oily or dusty or dirty and you try to glue something to it, it just won't stick really well. So I think that's the root cause of the failure. And it can also, get this, it can not only be a prep problem, it can be, just like in any other thing, there are different levels of quality of paint or glue.
Sure.
In other words, some paints are much stickier than others, and they bond a lot better. So it could be a combination of not only not prepping it right, but some previous painter, and I'm not blaming the one you just used, could have decided, you know what, I'm going to buy this cheap, cheap, cheap paint and just throw it on this house. And then what happens, you're married to that. It's like, you know, now what's happening is that layer of paint's failing potentially and causing this whole problem.
Well, why then do you think we're having problems with really one side of the house and the rest of the other sides are basically bubble free?
Oh, I think it's because my guess would be, and I may be wrong here, I hate to do this sometimes, but I'll take the chance. I'm a gambling man. That the side of the house that this is happening on is the side that faces the prevailing weather. I mean, is that the case? In other words,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
And there was one other theory that was just mentioned, and they're saying maybe it's not only the rain from the outside hitting the shingles, could there possibly be a leak coming into the inside?
Maybe, but like I said, my original thought on this, because I've seen it happen before here in Cincinnati.
Right.
Is that on the prevailing side on these cedar shake houses, that water gets into those grooves between the shingles, and what happens, because of a buildup of paint, it actually gets underneath and behind the layers of paint. Because those grooves, those painters who paint these cedar shakes, they have to be very careful and not get paint in that groove. You know, you have to keep those clear. Like, you almost have to have like a toothpick with you and basically swipe the paint out of that groove as soon as you're done. But there's only 1 in 10,000 painters that'll take the time to do that.
That's the answer,
yeah.
You think?
I think he's
making good. He's repainting. We just got to be sure he's leaving gaps between the shingles.
Yeah, and you may have to go back. Talk about painstaking. I think you may have to go back and open up those grooves between each of those shakes and make sure there's no paint in there. And that problem should go away. Well, I say that. The problem is, like I said, somebody may not have cleaned the house right 10, 15, 20 years ago, and they may have used the cheap paint.
Well, I personally washed that side of the house the past weekend with soap and water.
Okay, before heat it. So then you already know you did your job right, but it maybe somebody 20 years ago didn't do it.
Yeah, okay. And to get those gaps, just use like a stray blade.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. And it's going to be a horrible, painstaking process, but I think that's what it's going to take.
Not worth trying to investigate this theory of water coming in from the chimney or the roof?
No, cause especially if it's widespread across the whole side of the house, is it? I mean, it's widespread across this whole side.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to have a localized leak like that in one area migrate 20, 30 feet away. You know,
Okay. You're
going to see that just in one area and maybe start to develop a cone coming down from the house.
Got it.
You know what I mean? All right, pal. Well, Greg, I wish you the best of luck on this one. It's a tough one.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Call anytime, pal.